I want to talk to you this morning about the foundation. This is interesting. This has been an interesting week in a lot of ways. But I was thinking about the 11th Psalm and verse 3, where it says, "If the foundation is destroyed, what will the righteous do?" I've been thinking about that, and just talking to the Lord about that, and some things just really became so clear that should have been obvious all along. You understand? That's usually the way it is. But what when you think of this, and what I want to talk to you about the foundation. So, what is the foundation? It's that upon which something is supported, right? The foundation supports a house. Well, what you believe must be supported by something. And if it isn't supported by something, then I can easily change your beliefs. Or, if I can get you to doubt your foundation, chisel away at that, then I can get you to change your beliefs. Right? That's exactly what's been going on in our lives. I want to read several scripture passages to you this morning. I just gave you Psalm 11:3. If the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? I want to show you the importance of putting a foundation in. There must be a foundation in our lives, or we will go this way and that way. Okay, we will not be established in what we believe. Isaiah 28:16 says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I, God, lay in Zion a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He who is supported by this foundation will not run away from it." Now that's my translation. Yours may read just a little different, but you can check me out. Okay? And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and verse 11, says, "For no one can lay a different foundation than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." That is the only true foundation. People can build on sand, that's called foolish. But Matthew 7 says the wise man dug deep and he laid his foundation upon the rock. Now we know Jesus is the rock. We know that He is the cornerstone. Then 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 says this, "Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you. Reply humbly and fearfully. Always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you, why do you believe what you believe?" Can you do that? A weak or a decaying foundation will devalue that which it supports. You agree with that? So the foundation then is critical, isn't it? Isn't it interesting that people don't seem to put much emphasis on the foundation? They'd rather look at the house. They're more interested in the cosmetics than what supports. And this is what's happened to the church. The church placed its emphasis on the cosmetics, on all the razzle-dazzle and all the things that appeal. And it took its emphasis off of the foundation. And consequently, the church is in a downward spiral and has been. It's in critical state at this point in time. As a matter of fact, if you were to ask the average church member what they believed, I'm not sure they would even know what they believed. And I'm more sure that they wouldn't know why they believe what they believe. Well, I was brought up that way. That's what Mama believed. That's what Grandma believed. That's not a foundation. You understand? And it's time that we get back to basic fundamentals. It's time that we start working on the foundation. The foundation must be maintained and protected, because I promise you that it's under heavy attack. Satan knows that he has a short time. So he's doing everything he can to undermine Christianity. Christianity is the only religion in the world that's opposed. Why? Have you never thought why? It's because it's the only religion that will expose the error. You understand, truth exposes error. So if you can do away with truth, then you can promote your error and you can deceive people in wholesale value. And that's what's going on today. And what's amazing to me is how far away from the Bible our Christian Bible colleges have moved. I mean, you think of the universities that started out as Christian schools, Harvard, for instance. You look at Duke. You look at Wake Forest and how far away they've gotten from God to where they're actually more atheistic in belief than godly in belief. Why? Because somewhere the foundation was not properly laid. In that third chapter, 1 Corinthians, Paul said, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. You beware how you build on it. You understand? You make sure that the foundation will support what you believe. Does that make sense? Because a lot of what Christians believe is not supported by the Word of God. It's just some belief they've had. And I mean, I've had people to tell me this. Well, this is what I believe. I said, yeah, but the Bible says this. Well, but this is what I believe. Well, you know, you're in the first stages of stupid if you're that rebellious against the Word of God. You're saying that I know more than God. So I'll fabricate my own belief. And this is what's happened, and they call it science, but it's just religion. You understand that evolution's religion. You have to have faith to believe in evolution, because you certainly do not have fact. All religions are faith, and all this stuff that even atheism is a religion. You have to have faith. A dumb faith, but a faith to believe that way. And we're going to have to do something about this, because the foundation must be accurate. It must be laid solidly, or otherwise it's not going to support godly beliefs. You understand? And if the foundation will not support the beliefs, then the beliefs will be rendered invalid. I was up here praying, I think it was Monday, And I was talking to the Lord about the foundation. If the foundation's destroyed. And I said, Lord, how can I keep the foundation from being destroyed? What can I do? What can we do to stop the foundation from being destroyed? He said, what destroys the foundation is the lack of truth, the lack of teaching truth. And if you stop teaching truth, then error starts creeping in. They start chiseling away at the foundation. And when you remove the truth out of the foundation, you can believe a lie. So then my role, what I can do, is to present truth. And there is no truth outside the Word of God. God's Word is the Word of truth. Sanctify them through your Word. Your Word is truth. John 17:17. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It is absolutely imperative to have both the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you, and the Word of God inside you. Otherwise, you are susceptible to deception. And this is what's happened to the church today, again, in wholesale value. It's deceived. Now, after just talking to the Lord a little while about this, and then I went down and started writing some things. And you know, it wasn't long after that, I don't know if it was that day or the next day, someone asked me, how do you know that what you believe is true? How do you know the Bible's true? Now, this was a person that grew up in church. Now, that puts up a flag just like that to me. We have a problem. If you're asking me, how do I know the Bible's truth? You're doubting the validity of the Bible. And that's scary. But I answered immediately, it's simple. Its track record's impeccable. It's flawless. It's proved itself true. History, we have documented history that states what's already been stated prior to it happening. I was thinking about that, and you know, you go back to Daniel, and here's a heathen king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. Not a God-serving king, but a king that served other gods and then tried to get people to view him as a god. And yet God gave this man a dream. And in his dream, there was a statue. And the statue was in four categories, a head of gold, and then the upper body being the arms and the chest being of silver, and then the lower portion of the torso being brass, and then the legs and feet of iron and clay. And this dream troubled Nebuchadnezzar so much that he couldn't find people to interpret. He wanted them to give him the dream as well as the interpretation, and was ready to kill all of his wise men. Now think about that. He's going to kill everybody because they can't tell him his dream or interpret it. And yet God gives Daniel the dream and the interpretation to the dream. Now here's what he saw. Four empires. Four world empires that history documents have already come to pass. It started with himself. The Babylonian Empire. And then it was followed by the Medo-Persian Empire, which was followed by the Grecian Empire, which was followed by the Roman Empire. Now, what he saw in this dream was a stone without hands, just cut out of the side of the mountain, hit those kingdoms, that statue, and destroyed the statue, and then the stone began to grow until it filled the earth. That being the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, I ask you, have those empires come and gone? They have. The only thing remaining, and people overlook this, is the civil side of the Roman Empire was destroyed. But the religious side still remains. There's a civil and an ecclesiastical. The Roman Catholic Church still remains. It has great influence in the earth. Okay? And so that can answer some questions down the road. Alright? But the stone has already been cut out. Those empires have ceased. There's not going to be another world empire. Antichrist will try that. But it's going to be an unsuccessful attempt. Short-lived, you understand? When was Jesus born? During which empire? How about that? The Roman Empire. What did Jesus say? The kingdom of God's come. Jesus is the king for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is already here. You don't have to wait for it to come. According to Luke 17:21, the kingdom of God is in you. If a person is born again, now this is a key thing. You must be born again. Okay? Jesus in the third chapter of John told Nicodemus that unless a man is born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God, let alone enter into it or come under its authority. He must be born again. This week, I had another person to ask me, what does it mean to be born again? This is a person that has grown up in church. Doesn't that amaze you? What does it mean to be born again? We're failing. The church is failing people. If we're not putting it in these kids down here, and I'm not talking about gospel stories. I'm talking about gospel truths. To where we put the truth of God, that what we tell them, they can open the Bible and support that belief. You understand? Anything you believe that you can't be that cannot be supported by the Bible, that belief can be changed. So, the devil knows that, so that's what he's done. And it's amazing what people believe today in church. I worked with a guy at one time, and I'm going to leave it very vague, that believed in the Big Bang Theory. I'm going to have to be real vague on this. And he told me that. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, no. He said, you know, I believe this. Now, he couldn't appreciate my reply, but you have to understand, I grew up in a redneck neighborhood, so there's still some in there. I told him, I said, you know, the possibility of that happening would be like me walking by a junkyard and throwing a stick of dynamite in there and a Cadillac coming out. That's how foolish it is. in the beginning, God. That's where it starts. The beginning came out of God. It wasn't before God. It came out of Him. You understand? And if that's not established on the inside of you, we have a problem. Because your belief system will be taken in a direction away from the only true and living God. And that's what's happened in the church today. Our education system drove Christianity out because it's a religion. But they brought in the other religions, including Darwin, which is a religion. I don't care what they say. You understand? Other religions are embraced. Why is that? Because Christianity is a threat. The only threat. Why? Because it's truth. Why do they spend so much money to fight Christianity? If it's not a factor, why would you spend millions and millions of dollars in court and on attorneys and all this to get the commandments removed? Are we brain dead? Does nobody think about the logic behind all this type stuff? Why is it that it's so important that that be removed and you could care less about anything else? It's because that is exposing you. That's telling the truth. That's exposing the lie that you're trying to propagate to the world. You see that? You better get the truth in your children. And the truth is, read it. Don't embellish it. When you embellish truth, it becomes a lie. I promise you, God is smart. He doesn't need you to help Him out. You understand? It's not a lack of intelligence here. It's a lack of communication. And the problem is not God communicating with us, it's us communicating what God said without putting opinions in it. God means what He says, and He says what He means. How many of you believe that God meant what He said when He said, "You shall not murder. You shall not steal"? Has He ever changed His mind on those things? What's our problem? Today, it's embraced. You understand? More so than you realize, it's embraced today. I'm not talking about capital punishment. I believe in capital punishment. That's not murder. That's judgment and punishment. The Islamic religion of terror that promotes terrorism, that's murder. When you don't believe like I believe, that gives me the right to kill you, that's murder. Now my perspective is Paul's. If a person doesn't believe like I believe, I just say what Paul says. If you want to be ignorant, be ignorant. If you don't want to believe the Word of God, you don't have to believe the Word of God. But you're not going to have to worry about me murdering you. You understand? But we do have a responsibility of presenting the truth to people. Have you ever asked yourself why do you believe what you believe? But have you ever really got serious with yourself about that? You know, we hear salvation, saved. Why do I believe I have to be saved? And from where did I get that belief? simple but sobering. You with me? Does what I believe about salvation have a support? And if I say the Bible is my support, does the Bible teach what I believe? Or have I distorted what I believe to make it suit me? Think about it. I'm challenging you this morning because I feel a sense of urgency in me. I have a strong sense of urgency, especially for our young people that are they're being duped. They're being exposed to all these lies. The traditions are being undermined. You know, when my kids were in high school, we had a situation to occur, and you know, our daughter was, you never have to ask her to study. She studied. She did well. And she had this English class, and she was given an assignment to read this book and give a report on the book. And she kept procrastinating, which was not like her at all. And it was coming down to the wire, and I said, Tammy, have you done that book report? And she started crying. And she said, Daddy, I don't want to read this book. I was about half fired up. I said, give me the stupid book. And I started reading that book, and I got so mad. I got on the phone, called the principal. And I told him, I said, all these kids, all the years these kids have been alive, I've done my best to put godly morals in them, and I do not appreciate you undermining the godly morals that I'm putting in my kids' life with the vulgarity that you sent home. After the conversation, he asked me if I'd be the president of PTA. I said, yes. All that is an undermining. If the foundation's destroyed, I've got you. If I can get you to abort your foundation, I can make you believe what I want you to believe. Do you know that's how the Antichrist is going to get the people? You're going to be so far removed, not you, some, are going to be so far removed from the foundation that supports beliefs that they'll believe a lie and be damned. That means condemned. So I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned for society today. Because to me, we're under heavy attack. You understand? At general quarters, man your battle stations. And it's coming all from all around. It's even coming from the family. Well, that really doesn't matter. Yes, it does. The cartoons were designed to get your children to believe something other than the Word of God. And through the media, the church has been moved from the things it used to be solid in as far as beliefs. And it's infiltrated the church, the colleges that are producing the ministers. I was looking at a handbook of one of the leading denominations in the United States, that does not in the world, that does not believe in the virgin birth. Evangelical. I have a question for you. How can you be saved? Without a virgin birth, there's no Savior. Because without a virgin birth, there's no sinless sacrifice. And there had to be a sinless sacrifice offered in order for humanity to be redeemed. So without a virgin birth, there is no redemption because there is no one else that could qualify. So you must believe in the virgin birth of Jesus. But Jesus' character has been assassinated. He's been portrayed as every perverted thing. You won't get that out of here. This is not what the Bible teaches. So anything you hear must be taken to the Word of God. And if the Word of God does not agree with what you heard was wrong. Case closed. You understand? You don't even need to entertain it anymore. This is the final authority. So I must establish my beliefs off of what this Word says. And if I start doubting this, then my beliefs are susceptible to change. I'll be very vague with this, but in a certain setting, I was brought into question about my belief, and I stated my belief without reservation. I'm not ashamed of what I believe, whether you agree with it or whether you don't. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to learn, we'll teach. If you don't want to learn, have a good day. I'm not argumentative. But I'm not easily persuaded. Okay? And so, I stated my belief, and this person said, well, that would work in Moses' day, but it won't work today. So the Word was only good back for Moses. Now that's ignorance gone to seed. God's principles always work. Whether it was in Old Covenant or New Covenant, the principles of God work 100% of the time. Don't you let anyone change your belief on that fact. God is God. He doesn't change. In a world of change, thank God He's established. They're trying to get things right. He got it right the first time. And it would be in our best interest if we realized He got it right and to go to what's right. We have to go back to the Word of God. We must be led by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's going to lead you according to the Word. He's not going to lead you outside the Word. You understand? I'll guarantee you anything the Holy Spirit tells you to do will agree with what the Word of God has to say. In fact or principle. Now all I've done is just sort of introduced you to some things. But there's just been some stirring on the inside of me. Because you understand how I use this word. I'm hesitant to use the word fear. But I'm afraid for our children, for our grandchildren. I'm even afraid for our generation. Because they've compromised their belief. Church is now social. I had someone this week to tell me that they stopped going to church because they could see right through it that there was nothing there. This was a young person. That it was all superficial. just the motions. Going to church like going to a Lions Club meeting, a Rotary Club meeting, or some social thing, you know. We'll go a certain time and then we'll be dismissed and I paid my dues, so I'm okay. Well, how do you know you're okay? They said I was. Just live the best you can, you'll be all right. Boy, what a lie. I don't care how good you live, you're not all right. If you're not born again, you're just as much destined to hell as the biggest pervert in the world. The only way we can avoid eternal damnation is to be born again, and that is by accepting Jesus Christ as one's personal Lord and Savior, to where you receive the nature of God from the inside of you. There is no other way. You must be born again. I'm trying to get a foundation. That foundation is Jesus. You can't get another one. So start looking at this one. It's true. It'll support you. And if you'll stay on it, you'll be standing after all the storms have passed and everything's destroyed. You'll still be standing. Amen. I'm going to stop there. I can go on and on. I'm fired up. You know, I've always been one to pull for the underdog. It's probably because I grew up as an underdog, I guess. But it bothers me to see people lied to and to see people taken advantage of, especially when you're standing there and you know what's going on. You see somebody cheating somebody. I mean, I need to say something. You understand? That's not right. Count your money. Do whatever. You understand? Well, I'm that way about doctrine that people are putting into people. We're not taping, are we? Okay.